Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about buying cheap land. And it's getting easier as technology is more prevalent. But what isn't? You know, who doesn't benefit from technology? I'm not sure. It's much, much easier to buy property these days than it was 10 or 15 years ago. Before we get into it, though, let's hear some funny stuff from Jill.
All right. This is so good. This is hilarious. So 2 days ago, I'm reaching out to, I like to do this sometimes. We have people that do this, but I came along and I was making some outcalls for people that had reached out and expressed some interest, like good interest in some of our properties. So that'd be kind of fun to follow up with some people and see if they're really going to make an offer, or just, you know, ask, you know, see what questions they have. So we're really good about putting everything in the posting, but still, you know, people seem to want to talk sometimes. Anyway, so I pick up the phone and I call, and it's like a Pennsylvania number or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the phone's ringing. Guy answers the phone and he says, "I don't think you want me." And I'm like, "Hi, my name is Jill. I'm from Landstay, and I'm following up on a call." And he's like, "Oh my goodness!"
Oh, he's in an argument with his wife or something.
Totally.
That's like, awesome.
I thought you were somebody else. They've actually called me back 3 times now, and I assumed it was them calling again. And I said, totally got that. And it was so funny. He goes, "You know, I'm just kind of finishing up something right now. Can you call me in 5 minutes? And I said, "Sure." So I waited and I called him back. And poor guy, I'm sure, just had to like compose himself and go, "Oh, I can't believe I just did that." So I called him back after that. And we just had a good laugh. And it was so funny.
Did he ask you on a date?
Because no.
He obviously was kind of done.
Yeah, right. He's done with that relationship. I'm so embarrassed. I would have liked to make more of a joke, but I just, you know, it's all good. We've had those, everybody has those little situations. Sure. I've never answered the phone like that, but you know, but it was just so darn funny. And it was awesome. Cute. Then I ended up emailing, and then it was, he's in our world now. I emailed him back some information about it and he replied. And
oh, he's never going to forget
again
that.
Now. Oh, no.
It's hilarious, man.
He'll never forget that.
Neither will I.
Exactly.
What's his first name?
I don't remember.
A member, I'm going to call him out on the weekly call.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was for land.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, what's funny about that, and this is what happens often. As we're talking and I'm talking about this property for sale and he's asking about other property for sale. And I kind of said, well, you know, I happen to know a lot of people, by the way, with a lot of property for sale. So here I kind of directed him where to go because I'm like, in our world with our people, I mean, we all advertise and just because he doesn't, maybe not my property in that same county, one of our members or our people will have something that might work great for him. And, you know, it goes around, comes around. We all help each other and market stuff together and do that together.
Right.
So I was kind of directing him to a lot of our group properties anyway. And then he started asking about it. So he might be in our world at some point. It's kind of funny how that goes.
So. It's, if, you know, he probably listens to the show too.
Maybe now. It was so funny. So, thanks.
Hey, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Kathleen asks, I seem to recall that this question may have been answered, but I can't find it again. So she said, if an offer price is renegotiated with a seller, should you send them out a revised purchase agreement, I like this, reflecting the newly agreed upon price.
That's a good question.
With the new deed to the mobile notary for signing or no?
You know, that's a preference situation. It's a personal preference. Is it necessary to do a purchase agreement?
No.
You know, to do a transaction? No. Let's talk about a couple other things that are completely unnecessary. Do you need a license to buy and sell property?
Nope.
I get this question all the time. Exactly. No. Do you need a purchase agreement? No. Sometimes when you close through escrow, there's no purchase agreement at all. And they'll do one, but the title company will do one. They charge you for it.
Do I have to close through escrow?
No. And on and on and on. Do I need a real estate agent to buy a house? You know that somebody did a poll on this?
Oh.
And 60% of the people said yes.
They didn't even know.
Yeah.
They didn't know what FSBO means?
You know, we have a show.
But I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't know what that is.
We have a show coming up called, you know what really matters? Title agents do 95% of the work, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. The best people we've ever had working for us, with few exceptions, are former title people. Mm-hmm. They really, I can't say enough good things about
them. And you can kind of be your own title agent, yeah. Which is what Jack and I do.
Exactly. So. No, Kathleen, it's up to you. What do you do, Jill?
So you know what, Kathleen? It depends on the person. If we renegotiated it and we're all good, we've already had enough conversations that we're comfortable with each other, I wouldn't. But if it's, you know, it's really up to that person. If it would make them feel better that you send a new thing to them, but I wouldn't even send it with a notary. I would email it to them. That's usually what I do. Ours are signed, scanned, emailed, and that's how we do it. It's not that big of a deal.
You know, if you're listening to the show, I should have prefaced this. What she's asking is our whole business model and what we all do here as a group, we send purchase agreements in the mail and with a signature block that says, hey, I'll buy your property for X. And if you want to, if that's okay with you, please sign it and send it back or fax it back or email it back or whatever. And so what she's saying is, somebody call me back. They do want to sell the property, but for a different price. Do I need to redo the purchase agreement? And I say no.
Right. Only if they ask, I think, if they really want it.
Yeah. That's actually the only time I ever do a purchase agreement, mm-hmm. is when they ask.
So, good question.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, email us or log into Success Plant and reach out to us. We'll make sure it happens. It'd be fun.
Perfect.
Or at least we'll ask you question on the show if you'd like us to.
Cool.
Today's topic is buying cheap land is getting way easier because of technology, not harder. Mm-hmm. Like everything, I think.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show yesterday, which I love. I mean, the differences from when you started now with what's available, mapping, here's the thing, Jack, I'm sure you couldn't even imagine. You could literally run this business from your cell phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
especially
and that's funny.
Like, I bet people do. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some people don't have a computer.
No.
Especially these some young kids. They just do everything on their phone.
Yeah. You know what? And I could send stuff to be printed other places and all that good stuff.
You know, especially if there's an app, whatever you're working on, Facebook comes to mind because I think there's some stuff that in the Facebook app, especially with analytics and stuff, that is better and easier on the phone with that app than it is on the computer.
Well,
and it's also very different because you have a Mac and a real computer. And,
and Jack!
No, I mean, and it's very different. The applications for those two operating systems can be very different.
Silly.
One is more...
I have a Mac and I have a grown-up computer. Oh, that's nice. Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. But yeah, some of the social media things, by the way, they don't even function. Like, is it Instagram? You can't even, you have to do it from your phone. You can send stuff to it, but you have to post it from your phone. It's only mobile.
Instagram does not have a Windows 10 application.
Yeah, it's a pain. But
I think that's kind of cool if you can get away with stuff like that.
It's true.
So kidding aside now, land and houses and real estate, all of it, I'll tell you what's massively changed over the last few years. Is the mapping technology. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this yesterday. But man, does it save time to not have to go look at an asset?
Yeah.
You know, even the houses we buy, we don't go look at them. The person who's going to buy them from us, mm-hmm. they go sign up. We don't need to see it. Mm-mm. I don't care what it looks like. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sell it to person X. You go see it and you're going to buy it from us. So, mm-hmm. That there's massive time saving in the stuff you can do online to research, or it's real technically called due diligence, is amazing.
I love what people in our world are using our data, where they're using like an intersection. I mean, it's interesting that I can put a pin drop. If I maybe I'm a realtor and want to get listings or whatever it is. I want to get all the owners in this intersection within 1 mile of this, whatever it is. You really have that. But you can do a pin drop and kind of draw a circle around it now and just, and then just upload all the owners in that 1 mile radius. And then, by the way, before I do that, I can sit and filter out. I don't want anyone with a mortgage over this percent. I want only homes this size, and I want lots this size, and I want the values between X and Y. I mean, it's like what you just said. I mean, I can get that detailed about it, and that's why it's getting so much easier for us.
We know. Think about this just for like a philosophical point. We know who owns 99% of the properties in this country.
Including San Juan.
And how to get a hold of them.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that from a selling a house standpoint. And no one does this, and I don't know why. We do it. We do it.
Right.
And I'm doing a program, a full education program, and I'm going to tell all about how we do it. But between 40 and 60% of people who buy houses live within a 1 mile radius of the actual house, the actual asset. You know, it goes like this. My sister wanted to move here. Maybe we should go look at that house. And then she buys it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we know that statistic and we know everybody, why not sell the house to somebody right there?
Mm-hmm. Well, like in our
it's
world.
So silly.
Yeah. I mean, when you know an area, what if you had, like, if you're the people that do, you know, your five rental homes will feed a family for generations, mm-hmm. that article, which I love that you wrote a while back. That was a great article. But I mean, yeah, it's the people that do more of that. They rent homes out, have them in one area, talk about making it easy. They're perfect candidates. Well, I'm thinking because you and I are actually looking at assets and we have a little Scottsdale bubble that we do some rental stuff. And I keep an eye on it.
Uh-huh.
So.
VRBO.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what I'm trying to go,
what do you think? What do you think in the next several years is going to come up that's going to make this even easier? I have a few ideas.
I have one that we're planning on. Can I share that? Okay, so we're planning an engineering platform where you can pop in an address or just a city
or county,
state, APN.
State, county, and APN, assessor's parcel number.
And it'll just do it all for you.
And it spits out. The posting.
GPS.
Maps.
It'll spit out maps, plat map.
All the information.
Photos. I mean.
It pulls like data from 9 or 10 places on the internet and saves a ridiculous amount of time.
Yeah.
This is getting easier.
Because now we have to go to those several places and pull it just to do our little due diligence, which is not bad.
What it allows you to do is to be a deal maker. That's what we all want to do. Like, we don't want to push paper and do research. We want to do deals.
Can you? Because you can review deals as fast as you want that way. I mean, that's the greatest thing. Look it up. Yes, no, no.
This is why we started Land Academy, because to help people do deals and to provide them with the back office tools and all that stuff, the research tools and everything.
And then we do deals with them too. So that's another little benefit.
Exactly.
We all get to do some good deals. So
join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate technology ambition. So you got calls scheduled today with people? Are they acquisition calls, like to property?
My calls today that I have going on. So
I had a couple calls scheduled too later. I can't wait.
Yeah.
They're deal review calls.
My calls are people that are asking about learning how to do this.
Oh, they want to be members or they're thinking about it or something.
They're like, how
does that go?
Which is kind of the normal thing. Once people get a hold of, wait, you know, it's like a backup.
What do they ask?
How the heck do you buy it this cheap?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a lot of it. They're like, well, first, you know, a lot of it is they just don't get it. They're like, are you really telling me? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm really telling you the truth. And I know it's mind boggling. And I've had this conversation with so many people before and they test it and they go, oh, yeah, you are right. I'm like, yeah.
You know, on the free ebook, that whole Craigslist thing, I say, before you even start in your REI career, go, you know, that Craigslist exercise?
Yes.
You know, you should maybe, do they already read the ebook or not? Usually when you talk to them.
Half and half, I'd say. I think, you know, honestly, I think a lot of the people that I get to talk to in the situation, they've been following us for a little bit. And now they're getting serious, and that's why they want to talk to me. They're not just scheduling a conversation with me just to shoot the breeze, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
They're really having, and they really.
You had to work that in. Yeah. 19 people just scheduled a call with you. Yeah, I didn't know I could talk to Jill.
Okay, I know. No, sorry. I didn't. No.
I'm sorry. You know what?
They have good, well thought out questions. This is hilarious. I didn't. That's not where I was going with this. Now watch this. This is going to be funny. So anyway, yeah. In case you were wondering, if you are thinking about doing this, I mean, this is true. Right now, I have time to do this. So if you schedule a call with me, you will get a call from me. It's not my team. It's me. There you go.
Me too, but you got to pay. It's only on Wednesday.
Yeah, mine are free. What's up with that?
We should change that.
We need to change that.
You know what that is?
Well, I do some consulting stuff too. I don't call this consulting because it's just like it's some skipping along the top questions.
I'm gonna get emails about that.
Here we go. Jill's free.
It's not a gender thing.
Just kidding.
Or is it? No, it's not. I'm gonna get hit. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.